Log Talk Radio.
The doctor is in. Welcome to the Psychic Love Doctor Show with host Deborah Lee. Deborah has been practicing, teaching, and perfecting the personal prophecy card reading method for 20 plus years. This life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. This inspiring show will help you never feel helpless in life or love ever again. Now, here's your host, Deborah Lee.
Well, hello, everybody. Glad to see you or hear you or both. Hi, I'm Deborah Lee, and we're going to be giving you personal prophecy readings here. In the next hour, we're going to give you a little bit of fun, some giggles, maybe some support that you need, camaraderie. We got it. We got you. So I'm glad you're all here. Reminder, we're using only ordinary playing cards for these readings. Too often people get confused and will say, hey, I'd like one of your tarot readings. Well, I don't do tarot readings. These are the ones that I do. And hello, Rachel, and the rest of you that are joining us right now. And also, I'd like you to know, it's not Oracle card reading either, nor any of the other systems that are out there. Strictly personal prophecy. It's a method I found that pretty much stands on its own. And I like saying that because after all these years, and we're talking a lot of years, I feel completely confident in the messages that I receive from the cards. And speaking of messages, how's that for a little segue? I wrote a book that's called The Message, Your Secrets in the Cards. Please feel free to pick it up at any online bookstore. I'm pretty sure it's in all of them. And if you're a good book learner, you're going to be able to pick up how to do this method, learning on your own. Otherwise, I do have a class coming up completely free. And you can explore personal prophecy during that free class. So with that all said, I also just have one more little thing to mention here. I will be using a full 24 card layout for each of the callers. It's my own personal preference. Because I kind of lost my train of thought. I prefer that many cards because it gives me a chance to really take a look at the landscape that is your life. So there you have it. That's what it's all about. So I'll need a moment or two as I, lay out your cards. So I think now it's time for me. Here I go. Time for me to turn you over to the one and the only, Jimbo.
Welcome, everybody. I want to remind you this show is for informational and educational purposes only. We also would like to remind all the folks that are out there and all the different platforms that there are in this world, if you're international, let us know, and we will give you live international shout-outs. Like, we shout to Sophia, who is in Sweden, and we have Rachel on the other side of the world in Australia. So far, that's it. But as others show up, we'll give them shout-outs.
Yes, we will.
We shall do so. 515-602-9676. That is the number to call in. When you call in, we will, you will hear a message that you can listen to the show while you wait. It is a true statement. And if you hear nothing, that's a problem. Anytime you ever call into this show, you should hear music while you wait, show while you wait. Silence is a problem. Always remember that. If you're a frequent flyer with us, just call right back. That usually fixes the problem. All Facebookers will try to turn. Well, it's alternate Wednesday, so we will be turning to you. We can't tell the exact time, but it's going to be frequent. So you got to be ready. Be ready, because when we actually formally announce it is your turn, you must messenger call audio or video to Deborah Lee. That's how we take that, Facebookers. So it's almost like calling it on the radio, same but different. use the internet. You have the internet. You're here on the internet. Might as well use it to your advantage and make a live call to us, too, on Facebook. Okie dokie pokey. Let's see. No matter how you're getting your reading, when you hear the harps, that means your reading is over. Concluded. Fini. Man, you know what's funny, Michelle? A lot of times, I'll go back to the harp in a second because I lose this train of thought. Often if I'm just chilling out in my room, trying to come around in the morning or whatever, I'll flip through classic videos and stuff, and I just saw that video. I'm too sexy for this shirt. I actually saw that video.
Is it good?
No. You know that song, right?
I know the song, but I've never seen the video.
It's not any better than the song, but it's a classic, I guess. It was a big hit flash in its day, you know? Who made an angry face?
Rachel, I guess. Have you...
Oh, I didn't know she did. Okay.
Have you guys noticed? I just noticed this now. If you go and look at those emojis, the one that's laughing, they've changed its eyebrows.
Okay.
Yeah.
Interesting. All right, back to this. I'll bring this back to the harps. You hear the harps. Your reading's over. STFU, like they used to say. Let it go. Don't try to milk more questions or whatever. That's not fair to everybody else. And it's against protocol, and it pisses me off. So don't do that. All right. But before we move on to somebody else, we shall give you a single card, another card. And that card will be not from that deck, same but different. It'll be from a virtual deck of that. All right. It's going to be on the psychiclovedoctor.com webpage. There's a free reading place where you can click it and get your free card reading, and you will get one, and I shall read it to you. And the expert here will elaborate more upon it. Now we'll move on to the next caller. Okie dokie pokey. You got anything else to toss out there, Tootsie Pop?
I'm thinking I do not.
You do not. You do not.
No.
She does not. Today is National Queso Day. That is good stuff.
Queso. Oh, my God. Yes.
National Fried Rice today.
Really?
Also good stuff. Different continents, but still good stuff. Yes, indeed. Spring Cheese Day. I always bring that to work for a snack. It's a good snack.
What is that drink? Oh, punch,
just punch
day.
Just National Punch. Well, punch.
No, it's got to be Wapatooey.
No, punch. That's
now
just general.
That is good punch.
That's just general. Punch is what you make it.
Yeah, Michelle, we'll do our best to get to you. But I know you could call in.
Oh, you're in the continental United States. You should be picking up a phone. Mm-hmm. We really, really want the messenger, Facebook messenger calls to be people that can't call in because they're in another country. So come on, Michelle. Don't try to cheat the system. And I posted the phone number earlier, and I verbalized it, and I thought I pinned it out there. I don't know what the fuck I remember. I think the pinning might only work if you come in after I pin it. So somebody was the first few people here, and then I pinned it. You might not see it. They're just sitting there. But it is what it is. Ready, Deb?
I'd be ready.
216 Ohio, 216. Welcome to that show.
Yes, hello. How are you? And this is Sharon.
Yes, it is. That's the first time you guessed my name. Well, you probably knew it before, but you said it this time. Okay. Hi.
Yes. Hi. How's it going?
Are we doing well today? It's going well, actually. It's going very well. I got my room, my bedroom painted today, so it smells like paint in my room, but everything else is going good.
Well, I kind of like new paint, the smell of it. Yeah,
it
I like
really
it.
Good. My room needed it back. Yep, it does.
But it's such a pain to do the painting. Oh, my God. You know,
I had
like,
a friend do a good job.
Oh, it's good.
It was like,
do it.
Right.
To paint.
I would rather light myself on fire than to paint. I had to do so much painting in the Navy that it nauseates me just thinking about the actions of doing it.
I know. I get it. All right, my dear.
Days and days and days and days and days straight.
All right.
Sometimes.
What's on your mind?
See what's coming up for me in the next like 30 days at my job. You only have to go out 30 days.
And what are you anticipating?
It's so far so good. I'm still learning. I just want to see what you pick up. If you see anything, what do you see picking up? That woman's been talking. The woman I've been talking to quite often. The woman that you know.
The one you don't talk.
Yeah, chatting. We don't, it's, you know, by jabber. We don't, you know.
Yeah.
We work at home, so, yeah.
Is she still impossible?
No, yeah. I don't know why. She's just being nice. She's actually doing a lot of what I did. She's not doing management stuff anymore. She's doing a lot of work that I did. But anyhow, go ahead.
All right.
I don't know. Yeah. I think something's wrong with her, but let's focus on me. I shouldn't even worry about her.
Okay.
Okay, all righty there.
And thank you very much.
You're welcome.
But what's yes. Yes, indeed. I heard nothing of the question. I am a piece of crap. Shame on me. All right. What did I miss, Deb? What was the question? I'm sorry. I heard something.
It's about a 30-day look ahead.
Oh,
regarding
cool.
her job.
Yeah.
Oh, regarding
the
her.
Yeah. The paint color I chose is called Calm. It's such a great color. It's very calming.
Oh.
That's the color I chose.
Oh, really? Well, I
yeah.
read something today about how there was a color that won an award. It might have been a Martha Stewart color, but I believe they called it Calm, too. Calm. Also.
Oh, wow. Benjamin, but Sherwin-Williams. I get most of my paint from Sherwin.
Yeah.
They can copy any paint, so they made it for me. Yes, I know. I love it. But I'm sorry. Let's go on.
All right. Well, frankly, I'm not seeing anything out of the ordinary. If you are expecting something, I'm not really seeing it here. it looks like business as usual. Is there anything specific that you were kind of shooting for?
Well, I'm waiting for a job to post. They've been really dry lately. No jobs are coming up. I just wondered if anything would come up in the next month. I'm probably going to have to wait till next year. But if you didn't see it, it's probably going to be work as usual. You don't see any difficulties or problems, you know?
No, I don't see any issues. Actually, I think here's what I'm thinking. If you look at the big picture here, okay, and if we put you in the center, this is happening for you to acclimate to this job. Not
I know.
To keep it, but to put enough time into it, you know, so that it becomes a skill set for you as well. So the job it'll appear when it's supposed to.
Very, very good advice. I have two new bosses. They seem very, very nice. Are you picking up any people in the reading?
Yeah, very nice. You are working, and it's not like before, where it was like servitude. This is more like, it appears like a unified team effort. Okay.
It is. Right.
Yeah, there's a real sense of camaraderie here, almost like a family. So I think you're going to get to really, really like it.
Okay.
And nothing else is really big, just that you're very well liked and you are watched in a good way.
Yes.
It's a very good thing. They've taken notice of you. So give them your best dazzling smile. You know,
so
I think that, I think you're doing really well. And when the time is right, that other job is going to just by magic seem to appear. Okay.
Thank you so much, as usual. Go on, sorry.
Stand by. Here is your card that I folded as Queen of Spades, Deb. A cold and exacting in her judgment at times. The woman highlighted in this matter may sincerely have your best interest at heart, but because she shares so little of herself with others, you may never know for certain. Watch what you say and do in her presence. While you're unaware, she is serving as both judge and jury in this particular situation.
That's that other woman. Okay.
From the past?
Yeah. From her other
previous,
other side of her. Yeah. And I'll tell you what, if they ask her for an opinion on you, she's going to give you a very nice review. Very nice.
She's She did give me one. She gave me a good review. I always commend her, too, so she doesn't give me a bad one. I'm always nice to her. Yeah, she does.
Well, that's the way to be, you know. Just because she's a, you know, sour puss doesn't mean you have to be one. If anything, I'd be even more bubbly with her just because she is a sour puss. Yeah.
I don't think she's fulfilled. I don't, whatever. You can go on to your next call. We don't need to go into that. Okay.
I know what you're saying. I know what you're saying. And you can rest assured now that this woman is not your adversary or whatever she seemed to be before. Now she seems to be Team Karen. I don't think it gets better than that.
Yeah, you might be right. They were going to put me in one job. They were going to put me in one job for her suggestion. They ended up moving me into a harder job per my team's suggestion. So I think she knows that now. But that's it. Go to your next caller. Thank you.
Well, it's always wonderful to hear from you. I think about you and wonder how things are going. So
yes, indeed. Thank you very much.
Thanks for catching us up.
Oh, thank you. I'll call another week or two. Listen, bless both of you. Have a wonderful evening. I'm smelling my paint.
Oh,
Lord Jesus. Flying high.
All right, honey. Take care. Take care.
Oh,
my God.
Thanks, Deb.
He only does that when we're right here.
Yep. Thank you, Deb. Thank you.
Could it be my hairspray?
It might be.
Smell it.
Why would I want to do that?
Because then it might give you more.
I don't want more right now. I'm quite happy with the amount of sneezing I have right now. I opened up the floor. I typed it in. It'll be audio video to Deverly now. We'll open the floor for a little bit, then we'll switch back to the phones.
It is alternate
Wednesday. I told him.
I meant to say that.
Well, I told him during my spiel.
And then when we did the little...
Oh, I got it.
And then it's okay.
Sorry. We get the days of the week mixed up. Especially
Catherine says bless you.
Thank you. Thank you very much. What if I was a Satan worshiper? That'd be like an insult. Then you'd have to say, remember, even Abby on NCIS talked about that.
What'd she say?
I was saying it for years. And then she said, well, what if you worship Satan? And she goes, curse you? Yeah, right. It would be curse you then, I guess. It would be a nice thing to say
curse
to somebody.
Curse you?
Well, if you're like the opposite end of the spectrum.
Well, throw a holy
water. If you're worshiping the dark one, you might curse you, my deal. Thank you.
You know, and people have that misconception that all witches are worshiping Satan. That is so not true.
But some are.
Many of them are
connected.
I'm not referring to them. I'm referring to the ones that are
very... You know, they talk about stereotypes, right? Why are there stereotypes out there? Because there's... people that do that.
Jim thinks frog legs are not tasty and they're dry.
Oh, they suck balls. Compared to the alternate. See, I can have all-you-can-eat shrimp, or I can have all-you-can-eat chicken legs, or I can all-you-can-eat frog legs. Which should I choose?
Do they still have the little toes on them?
No, they were like deep fried. Yeah, nah, it was, and they're battered and deep fried, so it's it's like, yuck. Yeah, it wasn't.
I don't think I can eat them. I don't like my food to have a face.
It had no fucking face.
Well,
it was just a bunch of legs in a basket, like with a chicken leg.
At one time it did.
So did chicken leg. So did your frickin' ribeye, Deb.
I don't think of it that way. Him here.
Him. You know, me, him. Him.
Do you remember we once went out to that Ocean View, whatever it was, and you had those shrimps? It still has the legs.
I've got them at the Asian. When we go to that Asian buffet, they have them like that, and I've popped them off.
And they have heads on them.
You got to break the head off, that's all.
No.
She doesn't want to break the head off. If somebody does it, she'd rather somebody does it before they cook it.
Well.
Yes. You know, it's possible. You know, yeah. I can snap. Matter of fact, I think deep fried it. It's gone. That fucker's gone. Then you got to rip the legs and shells off anyway. So what the hell are you doing?
It's kind of like getting a fish on a plate that has its head there.
It is.
And its
eyeball
is looking at you.
I would prefer them not to come that way, but it is what it is. You're right. Yeah, I agree.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm with you. I'm not saying I don't get pissed off if my shrimp doesn't have a head on. I want my shrimp headed.
Speaking of head.
Well, I thought you weren't going to talk about that.
I changed my mind. Speaking of head, how do you like yours? And what I'm asking is the head on your beard. There has come out a great big study now. With all the problems we have in this world.
It's come out again.
This apparently was very crucial research.
It's come out again because people keep debating it and researchers shoot them down every time.
You're supposed to get like a 1-inch head of foam on your beard. And when you, and that is supposed to be where all the smell and the flavor is, the hoppiness, the, you know, the entire beer essence is in that head.
Yeah, there's a little bit of a carbonation exchange and flavor exchange going on because the CO2 is coming out of the beer.
And
the head helps enhance that process along
it
with
does.
Actually along with the glass too. If you see a lot of times they'll when you go to a good place, they'll take that glass and they'll have those little glass things that shoot the water on them. You ever see them turn the glass upside down and go shoot them with water before they down and helps the whole beer traveling and the flavors moving around and mingling. That's why they do that. Some people think they're like doing it for the dust.
Yeah, no.
They put it on there and it goes, shoots water. Then they go and they fill it up. No, it's not for dust. No.
What about frosted mugs?
They're totally, all the beer connoisseurs are like new. That totally destroys the whole process. But if all you give a shit about is drinking lots of beer and getting drunk and you want it cold, then you like frosted mugs. You don't give a fuck. If you're drinking Coors Light, why do you give a shit about a head on a beer? You don't give a damn. You know, if you're drinking some crappy beer, you're just trying to pound beers at a football game, frosted mugs, you want that. It keeps the beer colder longer.
Listen, I like crappy beer. You're the one that drinks that skunky.
I don't have a problem going to a venue like a sporting event and all they have is the standard. I'm just as happy with that too, but it has to be cold.
Yes, and they say you need to kind of guzzle that head. And if any of you watch Bar Rescue,
or international shout out to Virgil Kane. Go ahead.
Yeah, to John, what's his name? Tapper. Oh, he yells and those bartenders go like this and the beer is just kind of sliding down the edge. He says anybody that wants that is drinking wimpy beer. You should always have head. And maybe that's a good motto.
And some of your really, really great beers of quality, when you're done with the glass and you look at the glass, it almost reminds you of like a tree with rings. You can see the different levels as you were drinking still there on the glass.
True.
Badass.
All right. So there
all right, we're
you
switching
have
back
it
to our, let's see here, what do we got? What do we got?
Makes me want one right now.
I could drink beer 24/7.
Yeah.
Beer's good food.
Rachel's drinking Cooper's beer. Have you ever had that?
It doesn't ring a bell, but she's on the other side of the world. She's probably 90% of the stuff she has, I would never hear of her. You ready, Deb?
I'm ready.
All right, we are going to area code 570. That is actually in Pennsylvania. Welcome, 570.
Well, hello there.
Hi.
Hello there.
Hi, how are you?
We hear ourselves. We have something going on in the background. Shut it down, please. Audio.
Yeah, is that why it echoes?
We hear ourselves.
Is that better?
We hear ourselves.
Nope, we're still hearing ourselves. I don't know if you're on speaker and it's bouncing back and forth.
That's weird. I'm not moving and I don't have you on speaker.
Uh-oh. Well, that's all right. What is your name, please? Do we know you?
It's Kayla.
Kayla.
Oh, my goodness.
No. Like your brand new Kayla?
Glad I'm ringing.
Are you brand new?
I was just, what was that? Yes. I listened to your show, but I never called in before.
Well, we're glad you did. Glad to have you aboard.
Do you listen to our show on Blog Talk Radio?
Correct. And on Facebook sometimes.
Okay. Do you have any one of those applications open with volume on? Because we are hearing ourselves on your side.
It's okay. We can deal with it.
I'm only on the phone. Yeah, I don't have anything playing. I was just calling to see if you could see anything on my relationship.
How is your relationship?
Wow.
Tell
it's
us.
Okay.
It's okay. What would you like it to become
sure.
or to be?
Or like background, how long is it? how serious is it? Stuff like that. Living together, not living together, married. You know, more info, the better the your reading's going to be.
We're living together. We're not married. We live together, though. We've been together for a couple of years now, quite some time, actually. But I was wondering, like, we get along, but then, I don't know, sometimes I just feel like he's not living up to what I need emotionally.
Well, you know, that happens where partners, especially men, they work really hard to get you. They, you know, they do everything they can to please you. And then it's like they start to relax.
Relax.
Yeah,
don't do it.
Right.
Let your body go through it.
Let's take a look here.
All right, cards going down, down, down. That is a true statement.
What? That you relax?
I think it's a two-way street. I think sometimes both parties do it at the same time. And then when they both relax, that's called a breakup. That's why usually it breaks up pretty fast if they both do it, right? You know, if they both start doing that relaxing, then they're like, oh, we just moved in together and we can't stand each other. That's easy then when they both agree.
See, what they do is, though, they set themselves up. Men.
Come on. Well, women do it, too.
Here, we got to do this. Because men set themselves up for failure with the flowers and all the wonderful dates and the romantic, you know, moments. And then it's like, okay, I got her now. I don't have to do that anymore.
Let me know it's my turn to chime in. Is it my turn?
Yeah, you can.
Because women set you up, too, like, oh, I don't care. That's fine. I love the smell of cigar smoke. You can smoke those. That's okay. Oh, you got dogs? That's great. Oh, football's cool. You can watch football anytime you want. Yeah, that's a two-way street. You chicks turn. You hit the switch, too, all of a sudden when you get comfortable, too. Goddamn cigar! You take that cigar, you take your friends, and take your football. You take it out to the goddamn garage. Yep. All of a sudden, nothing. Oh, my God. Yep. You know what? I hate that freaking shirt. You always wear that freaking shirt. You liked it? Well, I don't like it anymore. All right. Go ahead.
And your Swiss cheese underwear.
Or whatever. They do the same thing. It's just in different ways.
Yeah. All
go
right,
ahead.
For Kayla.
Yes.
What did he do that has him mad? He's angry about something. It's coming through as if he thinks you've lied about something. And
yeah, he thinks that all the time.
Does he? Well, he needs to get over it because if you're not guilty, you shouldn't be, paying the price for this.
Right.
So that's what came up. And it looks like he thinks you are having relationships with other guys, like on the internet. You know, he doesn't trust you.
Correct. Yeah, you're totally right there. And I've proven so many times over and over again that I'm like not doing anything, you know, and it doesn't matter.
Well, it's in him. You don't own this. That's his insecurity. Okay. Even if you were trying your job with 10 men, he should be feeling very secure that you love him and you're just working with him.
If you don't trust him, it's gonna be a very bumpy ride until the trust is there. Very bumpy.
Mm-hmm.
And it can only get worse.
Yeah, I mean, and you should get married if the trust is not 100%. But sometimes you don't know, like you said, the first time. He doesn't. I'm telling you, that's.
I think you guys need to really sit down and have heart to heart talk and maybe think about some counseling. I'm just saying that, you know, if you
well, you should.
If you want this relationship to thrive, and it should, after 2 years, you need to do something. Because I see that you are
right.
Not. He thinks you're like other women. You know what I mean? Boy, that's really weird. I mean, the fact that I'm hearing myself bounce back to me. And here, one of the ladies on Facebook is saying she is probably paying for the mistakes of a fast, God, I can't breathe, of a past girlfriend who cheated on him.
Well, typically people that are like that have bad experiences in the past. That's why they're gun shy. That's why they assume
that, that's the thing. His ex cheated on him constantly, so it's like basically. So yeah.
Yep,
well,
there you go. So
he needs to be reminded that you are not like her. And if he smothers you by, say, let's say you go with some girlfriend somewhere and he calls you every 5 minutes and checks up on you all the time, he's going to kill this relationship.
You might have to start slowly letting him know that. So, hey, you know, I'm not the chick from the past that have cheated on you. And at some point, you've got to get over that, because this ain't going to fly if you don't. It'll never, ever, ever fly. It'll never get to the best place it's going to be, because nobody on earth can live like that. Like, where are you? What do you do? I got to call you. I got to know where you are. I want to put a GPS tracker on you.
And
you know what? Bullshit, buddy.
That does happen.
Well, we know it happens a lot. You hear that a lot. I mean, I had somebody that was kind of like that, and I kicked that bitch to the curb like a tin can, boy. And
the one that would drive by and see a car.
Yeah, well, that was after the fact, even. When we were already, Oh, I was like, screw that.
You know how on a public street anybody can park anywhere?
Anybody can park anywhere on the street. You know, we don't have assigned parking on the street I used to live at.
She would drive by.
So I saw that car parked in front of the house. I was like, what fucking car? You know, it's like, I don't know who the hell that is. I live on a one-way street. You have some driveways there, but, you know, the driveways aren't big enough if you have 3 cars or 4 cars. Yeah, that was bullshit. I remember that. I remember ending that shit.
Okay.
Yep.
You're going to have to put, like, $20 in the swear jar.
We're not on news for the story. That makes me... I can't stand that. There's a certain point where you put up with it for a little while because you figure, well... The relationship's young. Maybe there's some insecurity and it'll go away. When it doesn't go away, it totally, like, you get sick of it after.
It only gets worse.
Yeah, it should get better, you would think, right?
Yeah, but it won't.
As they gain trust and get more close. This one didn't get worse, but it never went away. And I was like, come on. I've already proven I don't do that. So, you know what? I'm done.
Yeah, it's insecurity on his part. And he needs to be reminded, you are not.
And you need to
tell
him, too. Even if you ever do part ways, say, remember, every single woman's going to do the same thing if you don't get over it. You have to get over this. You have to get over this.
Right, exactly.
Hopefully you do not. All right.
Okay, well, thank you, guys.
No, wait.
Oh, do not depart.
Don't go yet.
Before we move on to the next person, we have the single part
for
you. It is a jack of clubs, Deb. A young, medium-complected man who appears to have an industrious nature and sharp eye where goals are concerned figures strongly in this matter. He, however, is not particularly interested in the dilemma at hand and would prefer to be left out of it. Bear this in mind when you make decisions regarding your immediate future. Who could that guy be?
Who do you think?
I don't know. I missed a lot of the reading because I was back and forth.
I'm assuming it's him.
That's what I was thinking, too.
Yeah, and he doesn't think he's doing anything.
I didn't
want
to speak for you.
Yeah.
I didn't want to speak for you. I assumed it was him, but
I didn't. Yeah, that's what I would assume.
Yeah.
So, anyway.
Okay, thank you, guys.
Try to talk to him. Keep the communication open.
Yeah.
And let him know. If he loves you. He should give you trust.
Eventually, you can't just maybe right now jump out and say, God damn it, stop this or I'm gone. But you got to start going down that road so you know.
Right, right.
Works for me.
Which I have
okay,
already.
And you got to keep doing it. And if it doesn't get better, you might have to kind of step up the little stakes a little bit. Like, I'm not going to live forever. And I'm definitely not going to live forever with somebody that can't trust me.
Yeah.
So I got to make a decision too,
right,
dude.
Right.
Okay. Well, take care.
We're probably telling her things she already knows.
Yes, I think so.
Yeah. But
thank
you stick
to
your guns.
Yeah.
Thank you very much. And
thank you. Sorry about the echo.
That's okay.
We don't know what, it's the internet world we live in.
Yeah.
It could be something in between that none of us have control over. So.
Yeah.
It is what it
is. Technology. Have a good night, guys.
Yep. You
all
too.
All right. Thank you.
It's technology is great till it sucks, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, it is, but because we get spoiled too a little bit, a lot. International shout-out to Suzanne, Land of the Scots in Scotland. Land of the Scots. I love Scotland. I've never been there, but I want to go there.
Well,
I want to drink some scotch.
You like Park Lane Tavern.
Well, that's European theme, though.
I thought it was...
It was purely a UK theme, and then they switched around and pulled in other European things, like the French and the German,
yeah,
beer and other stuff, but yes. Then the Scots.
Are they still wearing kilts?
I don't think it's as mandatory as it used to be.
I thought they were very cute.
Well, it was the women and the guys. Of course, the women's kilts were a lot shorter than the guys' kilts.
They were like handkerchiefs.
Well, they weren't that short. That was another place I used to go to Iceland. Love that place. They shouldn't even have had them on. It was cool.
You seen those cute hairy legs?
International shout out to Suzanne. I already got her. I thought I saw somebody. Let me go back it up. Oh, it's people back talking. My bad. I see Rachel and Catherine talking a lot. I'll give Rachel another national shout out.
Okay.
Messenger, here we go. Bring it on. I already typed it in, so I'm not getting too formal on the verbal. The clock is ticking on the messenger, folks. Deborah Lee, audio video. That's how you do it. If you try to messenger the Second Love Doctor show, it will not fly. It will not work. Yeah, I remember when that place first opened, it was strictly everybody had a kilt. Every freaking worker there had a kilt.
Yeah, what do they wear under those things?
They don't. Men are not supposed to wear anything. That's why they wear them long like that. Well, I see it being super comfortable, of course.
You don't? And if you're short on money, there are things you could do. You know what I've done in the past? I've gone and ran the circuit of like thrift stores. And what are they called?
Whoa!
What?
I saw some joke here. Somebody said something about what's up a man's kilt. And I think Catherine was throwing out a joke, said your wife's lipstick. That is fucking good. I didn't get a chance to laugh. There's a lot of stuff going on here.
What's up the...
I don't know. All I know is that Catherine said the punchline, your wife's lipstick. And I was like, oh, perfect.
Love it. Yeah, but isn't that a little dangly? Wouldn't you want to at least wear like an athletic supporter?
Boxers don't provide any support.
Oh, really?
No, none whatsoever.
Okay.
Right. If you're looking for support, you don't wear boxers or nothing. Exactly. That's why most of my early life I wore whitey tighties because I was did a lot of running, playing sports all the time. You can't always like change into a jock strap like you're supposed to for like professional sports. So if you're running around playing sports, like hey, guys are out at a bar, hey, let's go out and play some football. You'd be a little better off having the whitey tighties on than maybe some boxers or something. If you start running around getting tackled and stuff, things get in the wrong position and get squished.
No.
All right, we are done. Sorry, Messenger, Facebook folks. We're going to go into area code 520. Olivia.
Hey, you guys. How are you? My gosh.
I
love
she's
it.
She's been on for like 50 minutes.
Oh, my gosh.
She's a holder.
She is.
Thank you.
If she got paid to hold, she'd be rich.
You're funny. Well, this is the situation. It's my birthday, and
what?
My neighbor did ask me last
week. It's your
week,
birthday.
Whoa, back up there.
Back your truck up right now.
Today is your birthday.
Beep, beep, beep. I have a backup siren. Beep, 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 beep.
You should have that, actually.
All right.
Today is your birthday?
Yes.
Yes. So last week...
You say it's your birthday. Go ahead, dog.
So when we had this two-week unraveling thing between us, ask me like 3-4 days ago, he said, what are you planning? Are you going, out of town? Are you? Because he and I had planned on going together somewhere today. And then I told him, I got mad at him, and I said, I don't want to go anywhere with you. I will never drive with you again. And then, anyway, so we've been making up. And so then this morning, I wasn't feeling that great. I didn't go out to the backyard. I was up a lot last night. And then I fell asleep, and I heard him in the backyard, and I didn't feel like going out there. And so then I moseyed out by myself to the laundry room, and I turned a load of clothes on, and I turned around, and there was a huge bouquet of pink roses.
Lovely.
Glass vase and a card. And I shouted his name, and I said, I'm crying. And I said, can you hear me? And I called him on the phone. I said, come to the door. Are you singing happy birthday to me?
Lisa. That's
and
special.
Then, I know, he came to the door, and I said, you know what? This is the best, best gift ever. He said, really? And I said, yeah, with all the boyfriends and the husbands that I've had. And I said, this, it never happened like this. And I said, this is really, and I have had, you know, people earlier were calling me and we were talking on the phone, you know, wishing me happy birthday. But it was so sweet. And I was just so teary-eyed. And we talked, and then I told him, I have this scheduled time, and I just got back. I was working with somebody, an artist. We're working together on a use Jim Buzzword project.
Oh, my God. Somebody's getting shot soon. Yeah. Somebody's getting assassinated. But anyway, go back. Somebody's going down.
Home, and, you know, when I see these flowers, I'm really exhausted right now, but when I see these flowers, my heart breaks. You know, I just miss them so much. And so I texted him and I said, I really, really love these flowers. My heart is so moved. And he said, well, I'm glad that you enjoy them. And I said, my heart is so moved. I said it once. That, what did the card say? Did I say too much to him? Or
no.
Where is he at with this?
You have to gush. You know, you have to. You can't just go, oh, hey, thanks. These are really pretty, but, you know, you can't just do that.
I bet you some real young chicks do that when they're teenagers,
probably.
And like in the 20s. Oh, that's the guy, the guy, he says, no, next birthday you're getting a fucking card, probably, he thinks, you know.
Aren't you doing anything with him tonight?
I'm really tired. I'm wiped out. I mean, I could suggest this. I could suggest that. I am so wiped out. I worked very hard with this artist, and I feel very lucky to be working with her. And we are working on a few projects together. And I had a good time at her place when I was working with her.
I see. Yeah, you'd think he'd want
to
come by and watch a movie with you. Or something.
Well, I could invite him. You know, I could invite him, but I don't know. Am I up for it? Am I up for it? I don't know. I could say you want to come over. You know, I don't know.
What do you have to be up for? You guys are going to, like, are you guys going to go running a marathon or something? What do you got to be up for?
Yeah, you're right.
What is this energy level at? Wait a minute. I'm not ready to go to the Olympics yet and do the decathlon, so you can't come over.
No, you could just fall asleep in his arms.
Yeah, you can just say, you want to watch, or you could just say, "Just I'm really tired. Do you want to come over and hang out, watch a little bit of movie before I fall asleep? Or do you want to bend me over the couch and bang me from behind, you know, real quick?
Yeah.
And then I don't have to do anything. I'll just lay there.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, he really wants to work at things with you. He really does, or I'm telling you. Here's the thing I always pick up about him. This guy doesn't do one thing that how can I put this? He doesn't do anything he doesn't want to do.
Excuse me. Deb, thank you.
He does nothing that he doesn't want to do, if that makes sense.
I kind of, sort of. So he's kind of selfish. A little, not necessarily, maybe that's not the right word. He's focused. When he thinks about things, he doesn't necessarily consider the other person as much as he should, right?
She wouldn't have got the flowers.
Well, no, you're right. Yeah. No, I'm not saying that. I'm just saying, though, but sometimes when he makes plans, sometimes he narrows his vision down to his, and doesn't think about the other person as much as he should.
You're exactly right.
And 90% of guys are guilty of that at first. Usually they get over that when the chick jacks them up.
Well, remember I told you he suffers from what Grandma called spoiled brain. So when he's doing something for somebody else, that is really, you know, a step beyond for him. Yeah. So, yeah. I mean, you could at least extend the invitation. Maybe he'll tell you he's exhausted too.
Normally,
yeah.
When there's beautiful flowers in the card, there's also more planned for someone's significant other birthday. You guys have been almost, you guys are pretty much at a year mark. Pretty much. He should have already had a plan beyond that.
You know what? To be perfectly honest.
He should have had a plan.
Go ahead.
I'm very hurt by the last 2 weeks. I haven't gotten over it completely. Even though we've been laughing and joking in the morning, like, you know, I mean, not so much this morning. We, you know, the flowers are there. But, you know, all the, you know, the prior days we were laughing and joking. My heart is still hurt from what took place the last 2 weeks. You know, in the beginning of the unraveling, you know, I invited him out. I called him the day after we drove into the driveway. And he told me that night, he said, well, I'm moving and I'm not having you drive or whatever. And then I called him next day. I said, I'm sorry. He said, don't say sorry to me anymore. He said, you need to change your behavior. I said, don't lecture me. And then I called him the next day following him. I said, do you want to go? I said, I'll take you out to breakfast or I'll take you out to lunch. And then he said, well, I don't want to commit to that right now. And then, you know, after that, he was tipping his hat. And, you know, we're laughing and joking. And, but I'm picking up the phone and calling him right now and just saying, you want to come over for watermelon or whatever.
I don't know.
I'm tired. I'm physically tired. I had a good morning with my girlfriend and her family.
Her on their birthday.
You should. You're right.
No,
you're
and
right.
You know what? It's fine. You know, I don't have cards and shit. It's your birthday. Yeah, he put this great set of flowers and card. Oh, fucking A, give him the fucking Congressional Medal of Honor for doing a great thing. But if he wanted to have more plans for the evening, he should be pursuing you right now. You should not have to call. He should be saying, hey, how do you feel right now? Are you tired or not?
Or maybe had a little cake.
Or just say, hey, you know, I know you had a lot of stuff going on. Should we go out tonight and celebrate your birthday? Or do you want to do it another night when you feel more energy? He should be giving you options.
Yeah.
Yes. It's one thing when you're 21, 29, 30. Those birthdays are like, holy shit, the people, men and women. Once we get up over 40 and stuff like that, it's like, yeah, it's a birthday. It's cool. But I understand if we kick shit down to Saturday instead of Wednesday, it's cool too, right, at our age. Or even if it's 10 days. Oh, the weather sucks. Let's kick it down 10 days when you go outside. But he should at least be making that verbal, hey, are you tired? Oh, that's cool. Well, then you know what? I'll have this cool thing planned, but I'll push it to Friday. How's that? And not being, he should not be silent.
Well, and maybe she doesn't want to.
He should be suggesting it, is all I'm saying. Because now you sound like, here's your flowers. I'm going to go do what I got to do. Here's your freaking beautiful flowers. Here's your freaking card. I'm out of here. That's what it sounds like. If he's not still
asking.
Well,
he hasn't done anything all day, you know, and I did tell him, you know, where it was going. And, I mean, he hasn't left. He's still at his house all day. So what do you, I don't know, Deb, do you think?
It's cards.
I don't know.
She wants to see the cards. She doesn't.
Well, what I've
overall,
done.
Overall, regardless of all this banner, what do you see?
Well, what I am seeing here is because it's your birthday, we always give a very special birthday reading.
Yes, indeed. And you should get one.
Yeah, so I am giving you one.
Oh, this is the other one.
Yeah, that's why I relayed.
She relayed the cards on. Now you have your birthday reading.
Yeah, and see, the thing is that when it is your birthday, this was a very important moment in time.
Yes.
You know, you entered the world.
Yes.
On that exact date.
Yep.
And
totally agree with you. I am totally on board with her. Yeah, it is.
And I always explain it as if the year that lies before you is standing at the top of a mountain and you have a 360-degree view
mm-hmm.
of this year.
Yes.
So I really think what I'm seeing here for your year is you are really going to make some great strides in your work. And you're going to have to blow off the jealousy of other women because they don't want to make their own dreams come true. You know, too bad, so sad.
She has people like that in her life?
Yeah, she does.
Okay. Well, also now you got to remember on that mountain thing, when you're standing on that mountain with that 360-degree
yeah.
view, when you think about it, you have like an infinite amount of path choices.
You really do.
You do. It's infinity.
Mm-hmm.
360 degrees, there's so many different paths you can take when you're there.
Yes, and I see you are going to make a shift in the within the next few months toward really making a lot of money.
Ooh, love money.
And money is a good thing to focus on at this point, since love has kind of let you down.
Whatever. Money's good.
Yeah, money is good.
So you can't love money. Oh, I can love money. Oh, I can love money a lot.
So
Long time.
I see that. I see him here, and I see that this relationship is eventually going to take the shape of what we've said, a very loving, close friendship. But it's only because he has missed all the marks on when to take this forward, and he didn't. And you are going to actually find that your social circle is expanding. And within that circle, there will be eligible men. And that is very cool, I think. Like you said, they're nice to talk to. You know, you don't have to take them all home with you.
Well, you can't anyway.
But,
you can't. You can't take all, every man home.
You know,
with you.
I know.
You can't.
There
even
are a
whore
lot of, yeah. There are a lot of eligible men that are really nice. I'm just not interested in them. And I don't know.
You got to look really hard at what makes you feel so drawn to this man.
I think it's.
And if it's a trauma bond, you got to break that. You really do. And it's hard. You know, a lot of stuff is wrapped up in this relationship.
You got to analyze it. Try to be objective, which is almost impossible. We're humans. We think from the heart. You got to try to be objective.
So let me ask you, and this is so, you don't have to answer this now, but you think about it, Lisa.
If he was
merely a friend, and the way he's treated you, would you have accepted that from him? How would you feel? Wouldn't you say, this guy's a jerk. I'm not going to ask him to go do stuff with me anymore. He was just a friend.
Almost there.
Oh, you know what? No. I'm not inviting him anymore anywhere because I already said, you know, the past 2 weeks, what happened was I feel hurt. And I'm not talking about it with him because it's going to come about.
Pain changes a person. And we women are very emotional. You know, we feel a lot.
Yeah, it does. I mean,
women more than men. Yeah.
Yes, it does. Go ahead.
If he wants to invite me somewhere, that's fine. But I'm not doing any more invites. I'm not going to, I don't want to call him and say, do you want to come over? My invite list is down and burnt out. You know, this past two weeks, as I already described, now he's going to have to do the inviting from now on, period.
Well, and it's very likely that he will do that. But what I consider what's happening right now is what I call in reading beginning of the end.
Yes.
It kind of is because I'm seeing that you're not going to put forth all that energy anymore. And why the hell should you? You know, it's a two-way street.
It is
in
a
that
two-way
relationship.
Street. Sometimes when you put a lot of energy in and you get little or no return, you get tired of that after a while.
He would be too much of a dead ass for me.
I
want a guy that's got spirit, and he's spontaneous.
But he's not spontaneous
well,
at the right time.
You know, and I do, we go out, you know, and we talk and yak it up, and we laugh out in the backyard. I just wasn't into it this morning. I just thought, I've spent a lot of time awake last night, And I thought, I'm just going to sleep in. And I did. And I heard him out there. And I wasn't going to go running out. But then I, you know,
where.
Like I told you, then I discovered the flowers. I went out there on my own. And, you know, I just, and then I said to him, you know, I'm going somewhere. I've got something already planned. Or, no, I didn't say it like that. It was, you know, anyway. I enjoy our little, when we have in the backyard, you know, we're laughing and talking, but I'm not, no more, I'm not inviting him right now. I have to get over this. He's going to have to invite me.
It's very telling.
And are we there, Deb?
Yeah.
Are we there? We are there. Stand by. Your card, Lisa, is an ace of spades, and the point is up. You know, the ace on the cards goes up or down.
Apex. Point, yeah.
It says here the ace is up. Basically, the bitch is pointing up. The situation is swiftly approaching a natural, decisive conclusion in your life. The matter is essentially out of your hands. Bear in mind that with the death of one set of circumstances comes the birth of another. Embrace this new beginning, and in doing so, you will ultimately achieve peace and happiness you so urgently seek.
I think so, too, and I'm just sure to come true in this particular reading is showing your feelings as emotional betrayal on his part, okay? And he is here sorry, feeling very sorry, but some things just are not reparable, I don't know how you say that. Repairable.
You know what? When you don't know, here's what I do. No, I just, it could not be repaired. No, I just go right to basic English.
They would be repairable, as Jimbo was describing. He said, you know, if you're too tired, you know, Jimbo, I was listening to Jimbo right now, and I thought, that's the perfect guy in the way that you were saying, you know, if you're too tired, you know, or let's do something tomorrow if you're too tired. I think even as a girlfriend, to another girlfriend, I think I would take that approach as well. You know, something sensitive, something that you care, you know.
You know what? If the other person's birthday, hey, you know what? I want to do all this shit with you, but it's your birthday. If you want to wait till Friday next week, it's cool. You let me know, but I got this. I got a rain check for you. Whenever you want to do this, we're going to do it.
Hello.
Go ahead.
I'm here.
Go ahead. Finish your...
Yeah, I was going to say, though, something went click. And whatever it was
click,
between
click,
you,
boom.
that fragile thing broke. And that's what's here in these cards, too.
Well, another girlfriend was going out of town today. And I said, when you get back, it's my birthday. And she was saying, oh, well, let's go here to eat. And I said, I don't like that place. And she said, well, then let's go over here to eat. You know, that's what you do with a friend, even a neighbor.
With a friend, that's what you do with anybody. Yeah, that's a significant other. And a significant other doesn't have to be a partner, friend, partner, whatever. That's what you do. Yes, you're right.
Yeah.
She was doing what he should have done. You're right.
Or what you were saying, you know, if you're too tired, let's do this. Or what do you have going on?
You don't put pressure on the birthday person. Sometimes they're fired up and they want to. Hey, do you want to go do this? I'm like, yeah. If you don't say, if you're not, don't feel obligated. You're not going to hurt my feelings. If you don't want to go out and party tonight, we can party another night and it's better for you. That's what you tell the birthday girl or boy. Yep. You do.
So, Deb, when I said to him that my heart, I texted him, you know, thank you. When I came home from my girlfriend, I said, I see the flowers and they're so wonderful and my heart is moved. Did that scare him?
Did you see that in the cards about that statement?
No, I think it was the response he wanted.
Okay. Well, you would think.
He feels.
You would think.
He's aware.
Right?
He's conscious of the fact that something is broken here.
Does he see a little drifting?
This card here.
A little drifting apart?
Yeah, this card here. Three of diamonds.
Three of diamonds.
This is a card that when I teach it, you think of holding something very fragile that belonged to somebody else. It's like he was holding this this precious teacup of yours, Lisa, and it was on a beautiful, fragile pot. What do they call it? You know, cup and a saucer.
Pussy? Fragile pussy?
Oh, those are my favorite, actually. You know, I actually shop for those on Amazon. I try to have those delivered all the time. Those are my favorite. Yeah. Anyway, back to them.
Wait, first I have to take a little, we have to do a little bit of a sidebar here, Lisa, because you bringing that up in one of my guilty pleasure shows that I watched, the ladies were talking about the Fat Cat Club.
That was.
You heard it.
That show, you might as well just smoke crack, put opium in your butthole, and do all that shit when you watch that show. That show is all there. That show is out there, man.
The Fat Cat.
I was playing video games and watching it.
And these men on there were saying they wouldn't have it any other way. I guess it was just men and me. They start their nether region or whatever you want to call it starts clumping up.
they start their little kitty gets a little fatter. Not all the time. That is not an all the time thing. They were too stereotypical on
but
that.
But these
subject.
Women were older.
Too stereotypical. Yeah. Oh, you know what? You're right. I don't know that beyond a certain age. You're right.
Yeah. So you can't.
I don't know. Maybe chicks that are 70 years old have giant fucking Goodyear blimp pussies. I don't know.
Stop.
You're right.
I'm going to beat my pants. Stop it.
When you got to go, you got to go. I'm just saying.
Oh, my God.
You're right. I know into their like 40s and 50s, they don't change. They don't blow up.
Well, at least Clinton didn't lose a cigar.
That's right, Darryl. I did not have sex with that woman, even though she was pretty fat and I smoked a cigar in her vagina. I like
whenever
crazy,
I see a blue
crazy.
Dress, I always wonder.
Why did he do that?
What?
Put a cigar there.
They were probably pulling around. Having... Yeah,
what?
We weren't there. We weren't there. They were playing, having a good time. There was probably all sorts of shit going on.
And who keeps a dress with pecker tracks all over it?
Well,
come on.
We didn't want to. Remember, Linda Tripp told her to keep it.
Yeah.
She was going to unload it. Linda, her buddy, her friend told her to keep it. Remember? That Linda Tripp who recorded everything.
Who's dead now, by
what
the
a
way.
Friend. There's a great friend to have right there. Monica didn't want anything to do with it yet.
Yeah, but it's Monica would think, I better send this dress.
She
to
wanted
cleaner.
To, but that other bitch convinced
well,
her.
I wonder if the cocaine that they recently found was behind the drapes where the cigar incident took place with the blue dress.
Oh, right.
That's true.
Right.
They didn't say there was an age on the cocaine, did they? You're right. We don't know.
Oh, my God.
We don't know. Wild Slick Billy.
Yeah.
They may have been doing some snorting before they played.
What kind of country do we live in?
They may have been a little stumble before they played Hide the Cigar. We don't know. You know what, though? Here's, okay, real quick, before you finish, Lisa, here's the problem I have. He is the President of the United States. He is one of the most powerful persons.
He's the leader of the free world.
Well, I'm going to say he's one of the most powerful persons in the entire freaking planet. In the entire planet. And he chose to play with Monica Lewinsky. That was your cheat choice.
I thought she.
That was your freaking cheat choice.
I thought she was kind of. No, he did Jennifer Flowers.
Well, that was before he was not president.
No, that's true. But
at least Kennedy went to.
Not Madonna.
Not Madonna, but he went to Marilyn Monroe. He picked the best of the best of the best. Bill Clinton, obviously, well, he's from Arkansas. But I guess those razorback pig heads don't have much standards down there, you know. If I'm the President of the United States and I'm going to cheat with somebody, it got to be a freaking intern called Monica.
I thought Monica was actually attractive.
She was chubby.
Well, you know, and it was a royal blue. That dress
be a supermodel.
Royal blue.
What?
And,
what?
You know, that dress was royal blue, and royal blue is supposed to look good on everyone.
Well, obviously, it looked good on her when he was fucking goobing her on her when he was spooging on her.
Was the cigar lit?
Presidential spooge. Here you go. Here, I would like to give you some presidential DNA for, you know, here's your reward.
You know, if she'd have put that dress on eBay, that chick would have gotten herself a boatload.
They would have yanked it. That thing would have got yanked in a heartbeat because of the legal proceedings. Well, she would have. Oh, yeah, she would
have. I didn't think she was chubby either. She was big boned.
Oh, the big bone. I love that. My son is in big bone. Your son is a fat tub of shit. He's big bone.
I thought she became spokesperson for Weight Watchers or something.
Well, she probably was doing cigar commercials, I bet. You know, hey.
Or dry cleaners.
Yeah, it should have been dry cleaners. You got spooge on your dress. You bring it to me. We clean spooge off your ass. Oh, no spooge it down.
Or she went into the dry cleaner business.
She could have opened her own dry cleaner.
Yeah.
If you have presidential DNA on your dress, we can remove it.
By the way, Lisa, everybody on Facebook wants you to know.
Oh, we forgot.
They wish you a very happy
big time
birthday.
Happy birthday.
Oh,
yeah.
Thank you.
I wonder how did he get that?
Who's he?
Semen on her dress. Was she giving him a hand?
They said that.
The Olympic Games.
Yeah, they did. Back in the day, they talked about that.
Yeah.
They talked about it in trial and detail. Where did you put the cigar? Did you smoke the cigar afterwards? Where did was the dress soiled? Where did the dress?
Yep.
They talked about it step by step.
They did. Yeah. That was the deal. That's why he said, I never had sex with a woman, because he never had intercourse with her. And then he said, I didn't lie. I didn't know the definition of sex.
My cigar did.
That guy is a literary Rhodes Scholar. He is. He knew the fucking definition of sex and everything there was.
He had good counsel.
You know what? If you're married to Hillary Clinton, if I was married to Hillary Clinton, I would bang a blow-up doll. I don't blame him. When she was young, I saw when they were really young, she wasn't bad. But that
she wasn't.
Badly.
Well, she became Ironside, though, later in life. Well, you have to. You're married to him.
Hillary Clinton, I mean, oof.
Wow.
I would find a mound of dirt to stick my dick in before I'd put it in Hillary Clinton. I'm telling you. Yuck.
Or use her headband.
The only worst person is Nancy Pelosi.
Oh my God!
I would say take my penis off of my penis. I would not want to put it in Nancy Pelosi.
Use it as a penis ring.
Just take it away. I don't want it. I would rather not go for that. That would be like punishment for me to do anything with her.
Yeah, she is pretty. She comes in barking. I'll tell you. Whenever I see her go into the
Pelosi,
behind the scenes, when he was president, they said she always ripped everyone a new one every morning.
Hillary.
Good morning, Hillary.
Oh, yeah.
Good morning, Miss Madam. And she was ripping to that.
I could not be a Secret Service person for a bitch like that.
You couldn't? No.
No. You know what? Because they could get other jobs. You know, I would say, you know what? Fuck you, Hillary. I quit. And they could go get another job.
Get behind the drapes, Hillary.
Right. I would say, Hillary, if somebody shot a bullet at you, I would deflect it towards you instead of trying to jump in front of it. I would find a way to direct it towards your head, you ugly bitch.
Detour.
Instead of taking it for you.
Target Hillary.
Exactly.
Got caught in the crosshairs.
Exactly. I'd be like, whoa, there comes a bullet. I got to make sure that hits that.
She didn't get caught in the pubes. She got caught in the crosshairs.
Oh, my God.
All right, what do you think, Deb?
We're going to leave you to your birthday.
Lisa, happy birthday.
Oh, Stormy Daniels. Wait, before we go, Virgil brought this up. Have you looked at Stormy Daniels, that what was she, a porn star?
Yes.
Look her up on Google, but look for the uncensored pics.
It's Triple X. That's what she did, was Triple X.
She did. And one of her movies,
her bra was Triple X,
is with a guy that is hammering her. And
it's
And so I do think it was a little uncouth of her to tell the world that Trump has a small penis. I think we all know that.
But nobody knows that except two people. Well,
no.
A bunch of
he
people.
He has a small
not.
Head
None
somewhere.
Of us know that.
Look at him.
One of his heads is very small.
Actually, you know what? They did a scientific study. You cannot tell by any physical description of a man.
You can't?
That was actually a thing that was on the radio the other day.
And they said nope.
They said maybe it's generally a good idea. They said over the entire planet. They said nope. There was a big study on that that was on the radio.
they said,
you know what? This bigger dimensional things between eyebrows, the nose, thumb to thumb, finger to foot to foot. They said, yeah, maybe that sometimes that works.
Well, I wonder what people they were measuring. What people were they picking from?
Right.
I heard of people, because typically those measurements pretty much pan out.
They were, now this was a global thing. See, a lot of this stuff we just talk about in the United States.
I think
States.
It's about the hands myself.
If there were, this was a global thing with other countries. They said overall, the entire planet, they said those rules of thumbs don't fly.
So Andre the Giant would not, he would.
They didn't say he didn't. They didn't say he didn't have a horse dick. All they were saying is there are other big guys that have the other thing, so it's not always true, is what they were saying, based on studies. I don't know. Somebody walked around with a frickin' tape measure. Let me measure your hand, your foot, and your dick. They said that. I guess they walked around with the tape and did that.
Well, I think you and Virgil pretty much pass inspection if you look at your hand. Virgil has pictures, and you can see his hands.
I would think that
he's maybe got a little something.
Oh, why did you bring that up right now?
Because it is in
you
the
know,
hand.
I didn't fucking bring
yeah,
go that route.
Jimbo is so modest compared to you.
God, I know.
I didn't even go down that road.
And
he does
quality
control.
I am the real one. I try to be the professional when I can.
Get us back on track.
Michelle, I agree.
I do try to keep us on track.
Stormy Daniels looks like she's been rode hard and put up wet many a time. When you see, Michelle said she had a big twat. I think so, too.
Oh, Lord.
Well, you know, when you have a freaking a main throwaway, with a lot of traffic, it has to get bigger by nature, right? Look what they're doing here in Hampton Roads. We got this big
turnpike.
They got to expand. They have to expand it because there's more traffic.
Yeah.
Yep.
Well, wait now.
The more hot dogs that go down the hallway gets bigger.
Michelle said that guy with small hands, and he was normal size. Well, maybe he hung weights on it. Some of them do that.
I think that's bullshit.
No, you can buy these little, they're like shaped like a triangle. And
you could hook your dick up to a tractor at a tractor pull. I'm just saying, that's not going to do anything. I'm just saying. I'm not saying you can't buy these weights. I'm saying that's bullshit. What do you women do? What do women do that have a concert hall for a vagina? What do they do?
There are ways.
What do they do? You know what they do? They try to keep finding a bigger guy and blame it on. That guy was too small. He wasn't too small. You got the Carnegie Hall between your fucking legs. It's not the guy's fault.
It's the muscle, and you can tone up a muscle.
Always blame the guy. All these men with small penises. You have the Grand Canyon between your legs. What guy is going to fill that shit? You know, there's no guy on this planet that can do that. Maybe the Hulk. There's some guy that's green and piss him off. Maybe he'll have a big green dick for you.
You use those Benoit balls, and they come in various weights. So it's like a Kegel exercise with the balls.
Or don't bang 500 guys with big dicks before you're 30. How about that? Maybe try that. That might work.
Oh, Lord.
Oh,
my God.
Can I tell you guys about the guy that was caught in Europe? And he was at one of those stations where you blow up, you inflate tires. And he had a blow-up doll he was blowing up.
Yes.
I heard about that on the radio. Like, I heard about that. Well, you know, I guess that's a quicker way to do it, you know. But if you're not careful,
I knew I had told you, but I just funny the images on social media.
Yeah, I heard about that. Well, you know, hey, maybe he had COPD, so he couldn't blow it up. You know, he didn't have enough lung capacity to blow it up. Maybe he had COPD. He should have a foot pump. He must not be a professional doll fucker.
Yeah.
Oh, that's
yeah.
So funny.
It might have been his first blow-up doll. Maybe he's got to have a few more before he figures out.
I think so.
The ins and the outs. The ins and the outs.
He just needed it for the HOV lane on the freeway.
Hey, that's a good excuse. Except, have you seen some of those? When I will tell you. Me and Daryl, we used to go to NASCAR races up in Richmond. Big, giant. 100,000 people go to these races, so they have the big, giant fields for tailgating. These people put up, like, these 30-foot flags, and sometimes they'll throw a blow-up doll up there.
And it waves in the breeze?
With the flag. And you know what? Those blow-up dolls, they're naked, and they got, like, their mouths are open like a round hole.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh, my God. It's like, what is this? How is that attractive? I would rather do it.
Got money. They do have some really good looking.
I would just buy a hooker.
They even have a computer chip in them where it'll talk to you.
If you don't want to go out and get a actual girlfriend, just buy a hooker. Don't get a goddamn
hooker. Just get a hooker.
That's what they're there for. That they don't support freaking people that, you know, what I'm saying, local businesses. Women. Trying to make money on their own. Support them.
Keep it local.
That's right. That's right. Support small businesses. Who get rent a hooker. Don't buy a blow-up doll. Blow-up doll comes from big, giant companies, corporations that make them. Support local business. Pick up a local hooker down the street.
Yeah.
All right.
The American dream, you know, small business.
From the mouths of Cupid.
Man, I'm about that Cupid shit. All right. Well, thank you so very much, Elise.
Yeah.
You gotta get it. I'll tell you what, I ain't shooting no arrows. I'll tell you that shit right there. I'm not a naked baby with wings.
You're not shooting blanks. You're not shooting bullets.
That's
okay,
that.
What are
true
you
that. No blanks, no arrows. Roger that. All right, thank you so much, Lisa. Happy birthday once again.
Happy birthday. Thank you.
Very happy birthday.
Thank you.
We shall not have to hold charges. We are cool.
Yeah.
Well, it would be very rude of us. Good night.
And sleep tight.
Of course, for her, it's not a good night.
It's early.
Then her night is just beginning, but she is feeling tired.
Yeah.
And it's her birthday. You know what? If she wants to chill out on her birthday and just relax and go to night, that's her birthday.
Yeah.
You're bloody well, it was great.
What's for dinner? Rachel, it's going to be takeout.
It's 8:20 here, so kind of not dinner hour anymore.
Yeah, it's true. Be true.
All right, Deb. The time has come.
It's going to be liquid dinner here in a little bit.
Indeed it shall. Indeed it shall.
Okay, dokie, guys. I have to miss.
Good night, sweetheart. Where